like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Jessica Lager.
And this is It's Movie Time. Jess, you recently engaged, so you're a woman deeply immersed in romance and love. And here we have a movie called Her by the acclaimed director yes. Spike Jonze. How does that fit with your notion as a young woman of love?
I was so absolutely touched by this movie.
Oh.
So the movie follows Theodore, who's a recently divorced man, and he begins a relationship with his computer operating system.
Not quite divorced yet.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
He's not.
It adds a nice little touch
yes.
to it.
His job, one of my favorite parts of the movie, is that he writes very personal letters for people who can't write the letters for themselves.
Isn't that good? Yeah. See, it's set in the future, about 20 years in the future.
Yes.
The operating system
yes.
of his new computer.
Samantha.
Samantha. Played by a very lusty
oh,
Scarlett
yes.
Johansson. It's an intuitive operating system. He's attracted to it because it can interact with you. And what do you know? They fall in love.
They do. Nowadays, if you look at our culture, we are so dependent on our technology and we already rely on it so much.
Yes.
And as a society, we're really disconnected with the people around us and more connected to the items and the devices that we use. And so I don't think it's very far-fetched, but you totally buy into it. It just makes sense in the world of the movie.
You're reminding me how much I text these days.
That was the thought that went through my head watching this movie, how much I rely on my computer to relate to the people that are around me.
This voice is really developing maybe human qualities, but she's at least trying to learn what it means to be human. And he, of course, has been separating himself from, in particular, women who are substantial. Amy
mm-hmm,
Adams
yes.
among them. It seems that he was drifting toward this kind of a relationship anyway. Here she is. She's completely compliant. She's smart. She has a sense of humor. And it's platonic.
Yes.
I mean, even though they have a sex scene.
That was one of the scenes I felt very uncomfortable
yeah,
watching.
Boy, yeah.
It does feel very platonic. I mean, the most moving scenes to me were when he's out with her doing these dates.
Yes.
You know, these weird, like the camera's in the pocket so she can see what he sees. But it is very friendly and just loving and accepting. But it's odd because he has pushed himself away from the real physical women in his life.
Yes. And one of my favorites, too, is when the operating system, Samantha, arranges a date for him.
Yes.
So that she can simulate being real.
Yes.
And he freaks out.
That scene shows such an important part of what a real relationship would be.
Yes. I've always believed Plato was right. When you rise above that physical, you are in the ideal form. As he's sitting there looking at this computer and getting drawn closer and closer to it, it reminds me that, in fact, the most beautiful part of love is not the physical, but the
mental.
Yeah,
I mean, so in the movie, when he introduces people to his girlfriend, he introduces it. Well, yeah, she's my operating system.
Right.
And everybody's okay with it. It's modern enough. It's in the future enough that it's accepted.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has a little Bluetooth
earpiece. Everybody's disconnected from each other, really, because they're all talking to themselves with their Bluetooth in their ear. And
yes.
his friend's character in the movie, breaks up with her husband. So it's happening to everybody.
Yes, yes.
The operating system was enough for him. He didn't need that physical
yeah,
part
yeah.
of it.
And where Jones, who is also the writer,
mm-hmm.
really does a good job for me is to show the growth that goes with the Joaquin
yes.
Phoenix character. How it draws him into being more human. As the operating system and Theodore get closer, some of the real challenges of love begin to surface, even though she's still not a human being.
He really captured for me the essence and the feel of what it really is like to be in love. And there's times you're watching it and you kind of forget that she's an operating
yes,
system.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you really
so
buy into it.
As you were saying, how it's beautifully done. And I
yeah.
think visually it's beautifully done.
It was a calm movie to watch, I feel like,
yeah.
almost. It was muted. The colors were beautiful.
Excellent.
It looked retro.
Jessica, what is your grade for Her?
A+. I really loved it. I would recommend it to anybody.
I'm certainly going to award it an A. When it comes to Oscar time, it will be in those top 10. It's perhaps just a little too odd to take it from some of the really big timers, but isn't it an amazing little movie?
Yes, yes, I agree. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.